Emily Elizabeth, and I'm the host of the What Fulfills You podcast, a show for and about individuals always seeking to be their best selves. On this show, we talk all about building the mindset, finding the right careers, creating meaningful relationships, and so much more. Welcome to the What Fulfills You podcast. Hello, friends. Welcome back to another episode of What Fulfills You. My name is Emily Elizabeth. I'm your host. And for today's bonus episode, I'm going to be diving into a listener submitted question. And this one is pertaining to dating and relationships, but I think especially dating. And her question was, what are my thoughts on second chances with dating the same guy? My hot take on the taxicab theory, which I think is related to if timing matters or if it's the right person, they will make the time. So just to give some context, because I think sometimes, especially if you haven't listened to my podcast before or you don't know too much about me personally, I think it's important for me to share what my experiences are and to be able to share that from my experiences. So I have been in 3 relationships in my entire life, and that's like, yes, even going back to high school, even though I actually never had a relationship in high school. My first real significant relationship was in college, and I dated that person for about 4 years. And the following relationship I had was like 3 years later, and that was actually quite short-lived. And the third one is my current relationship. And in between all of that, I've had maybe some short-term flings, if you will. And when I say flings, I mean it's still someone that I'm seeing. And for me personally, like, I do not have the bandwidth to see or talk to more than one person. And funny enough, side tangent, I saw this on like a reel recently where a guy, I find it funny because I agree in my own opinion, but he was saying how if you're a guy, and he's speaking to his fellow dudes, that if you're a man and you are talking to more than one girl and you're actively pursuing more than one girl in some shape or form, that you're a loser and that you are kind of indicating that you have no life. Because if you have the time and energy to pursue and engage with more than one girl, that definitely means like you're not doing anything serious with your life. And he also said that applies to women as well. And I personally agree with that. And to be fair, I've seen women also where they don't have enough going on in their life that they have the bandwidth to talk to more than one guy. And I just think that's the nature of life. When you think of life as a piece of pie, you can only split your time and energy within that pie. And so if your pie is not full, of course you're going to have more bandwidth and capacity to engage with 2 guys at once, right? And I know it's a very gray area. Some people do this thing where they're like casually talking or casually dating more than one person before it's like serious. Like, I get it. But like, I think when you are a busy person, that's just not on your radar, even if you wanted it to be, right? Like, it just physically can't happen. That being said, that's why I share all of that, because I never got past the point of 2 months with someone unless it was a real relationship. And that's also a personal standard of mine. Like, I am not the type of person that you're going to get to spend time with if I'm not your girlfriend. Like, if you cannot have the guts to call me your girlfriend or formally call me your partner, there is no chance like I'm sticking around. And I don't really know where I got that from, but I don't know, we'll call it what it is. Maybe it's an ego thing, or maybe it's just standards and values. Who knows? It's probably all of the above. It's just how I operate. I also understand that not everyone is like that. So just take what resonates with you. So going on the first part of the question, which is second chances on dating the same guy and what my thoughts are. Well, I can't be too much of a hypocrite on this one, because I think my first relationship, where the first half of that relationship, because we broke up for like 7 or 8 months, the first half of that relationship, I want to say after like 7 months of dating, I started to go into my insecure ways, my insecure attachment, and I just never quite handled my emotions well. I did not know how to communicate, have conversations. I was not really like a secure partner. And I understand even though I was only 19, there are some people out there that that do nail it at that young age. And I will say this, like the person I was dating at the time, he definitely embodied very stable, secure traits in a guy. So all that to say, he broke up with me after we dated for like a year and a half. And then we got back together, and we got back together because he gave me a second chance and gave our relationship a second opportunity. And of course, that was also slowly observed. And I think like it made sense, right? Like it wasn't like we jumped back into it. It was very much like, hey, let's see how this is going and let's see where this is going and let's see if certain things like have really evolved, right? So I personally can't say that I would imagine myself giving someone a second chance per se, unless it was a very similar instance of like a complete 180 turnaround, which I also personally believe is very rare. Like the things that I did at that stage of my life to make a 180 change in my life are rare. Like I rarely see anyone even older than me will commit to doing certain things, like really working on themselves, really calling themselves out on their bullshit, really making the actionable changes. And I was driven by heartbreak at the time, right? Like I really wanted to see how that relationship could flourish under circumstances of like both partners are healthy and stable and, you know. And when I was able to observe that after like another 2 years of being together, that's when I realized, okay, we perhaps are going to go in different directions in life, which was definitely very sad, but it definitely was so worth giving, you know, a shot. And it was just such a stable, calm relationship the rest of the time. So while I've been given that second chance, I'd only do that if it was a very, very similar scenario. And I think that being said, if I want to compare it to other instances when I have been asked by other guys to give them a second chance of some sorts, and it'd be second chance like, you know, maybe we had briefly dated or talked for like 1 month and things faded out, or they never really pursued me and then they circled back like a couple months later and a year later and another year later, like they kept doing that. I personally don't give second chances to that kind of approach because I have the mentality of, hey, you have had the opportunity to pursue me. You have had the opportunity to get to know me, to pursue this mutual interest. And here's the thing, like I am the type of person that doesn't even, I don't play like games, right? Like I'm open, I'm respectful, I'm communicative. And I know that that's going to draw in someone that's secure and stable because they're going to see like attracts like, right? So if I'm showing up that way, I know that another person, in this case, like another guy who's also like that, is going to be able to recognize that and reciprocate, right? So I don't understand why I would give a second chance to someone that just is not my equal in that regard in the first place, because I've had it multiple times where three at the top of my head I could think of have tried to return into my life because for whatever reason they realized that they did lose a good opportunity or they did really meet someone that was stable and would be a healthy partner. And especially if you're like, you know, quite older than me, like 5+ years older than me, I'd expect you to be able to have experience where you know like you've met a quality person, right? And like to take up that opportunity right away, to not let that slip. And I personally know so many men in my life, whether it's friends or friends of friends or fathers of my friends or whoever, that would tell these stories where they remember they met my friend's mom or they met their partner, their wife, whatever, their girlfriend, and they just knew like, oh, I could not let her go because she's just like, she's great, like she's a great person. And I just knew like that was, I didn't want to let that go. I didn't want to risk losing that. So because I have that mindset about dating and relationships and men and my understanding of my own value, I can't really say I would personally advise on giving second chances unless it's a very like 1% scenario, which do exist, by the way. I'm not black and white, but You really have to sense that it's like a 1% scenario. So on taxicab theory and my hot take, whether timing matters or if it's the right person, they would make the time. It's funny because I have a question in the card game, something along the lines of like right person, wrong time, or something like, yeah, if it's the right person, the timing doesn't matter. I think naturally we all know both matter. At the same time, I do know so many people and examples of people that did meet relatively early on in life, you know, and stuck together. And so there are so many, like, so many examples of some might say, you know, oh, like that was the right person when they were 18 and, you know, but like it was so early on in life. And actually, funny enough, I'll share an example of a couple I met at the Met Opera 2 months ago, and they were just so lovely, like just a sharp, well-rounded, beautiful couple. I took their photo and we ended up getting in a conversation, and the girl is, I think she was like 32 or 34, and the husband was like 37 or something, just a couple years older. And all that to say, their story of knowing each other, they've been dating for a long time. She's been with him since she was 17. She mentioned to me that, or they both mentioned the beautiful story of just how at one point when they were in their mid-20s, they thought about breaking up because of the lack of experience both of them didn't have, or rather like they didn't have the experience of getting to date around and see the world in that lens. And they had a serious thought process of, what does this mean? Should we end things? Should we really get that experience? And they realized, both of them mutually realized, that what they have is so unique, it's so special, that it is a really, really good bond. And they knew that what may be out there was not worth sacrificing what they have. And so they stayed together, and obviously they're married now, and they have 2 kids. I think that's just, you know, like one of those things where I think like attracts like, and those people clearly had a very similar way of thinking, similar approach to life. And they also acknowledge, hey, don't get us wrong, like we argue all the time, like that happens too, but like we just knew this about each other. And then the girl, she actually ended up telling me as well that the funny part is that when she met him when she was 17, her aunt at the time said, oh, why did you have to meet your husband so early on in life? And she was like, what, my husband? You know, because she was 17, right? But interestingly, someone from the outside even could tell that that would be a very strong potential for like a final, you know, you're gonna get married type of thing. So yeah, I think my answer to that is timing plays a role, and it plays a valuable role, but I'm going to personally say that I think timing does not play as important of a role compared to it being the right person. And that, yes, in that example I gave, it clearly is an example of the right person will make it work, vice versa, right? It was clearly mutual, and they knew that it was the right person, right? And of course, we know the stories of people trying that as well, and it doesn't work. But when I do talk to those people as well, they often also share this knowing of they knew certain things really early on in the relationship, and that always existed. So I think that's also something to take into consideration of like when it's not the right person, you kind of knew all along and you just didn't want to admit it out loud. But yeah, I really believe that the right person would not want to give up on you, would not want to sacrifice or risk losing something so valuable. And I think when you have that mindset, you're able to not take anything as personally and just realize like, hey, you know what? If you really wanted to be with me, you would be with me. And so, not my loss. I'm going to be with someone that really wants that and will treat me like that. And I know that I will have that, you know, like you really have to put that in your head, and I have for many years of my life. And so I think that's an element of where my framework and my standards come from, is just knowing that I've seen it so many times in life, which is very great too. Like, it's like when you know so many examples of the thing that you want to also have, it's really hard to remove that from your head, right? I understand when maybe you haven't seen those examples, so it's kind of hard to imagine it. So that's one of my best pieces of advice too, is to, if you didn't have that from your parents or anyone in your family, really try to find those examples that you would like to kind of model in a similar way, because that will help guide you towards that direction and helps give you that confirmation of, hey, I know that these people do exist. Therefore, I don't need to accept this kind of treatment or mistreatment. All right, so that was all for today's bonus episode. I hope you guys enjoy these short Q&A type episodes where I'm answering maybe only one or two questions or topics. And this just adds a little bit of fun for the week. Thank you again for tuning in to today's episode. I will chat with you all in the next one.
From lengthening mascara to smoky eyes, complete your fall look with Thrive Cosmetics. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/cozy for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive, CAUSEMETICS.com/cozy.